Yerushalayim, and two Eidim came with him. Mashma, you have to have two Eidim to say upon people that they're kosher. One Eid alone we don't believe, like Rashi says. If one aid tells you that these two aid are kosher, do we believe the one aid? You have to have two aid them. So Rashi Maisa Shabbos aid lefnei dezin b'shabbos loyed al chodesh. The aid to be moy la'achzika nemen. You have to have two aid them with him to say that he's trusted. On Rapopo my acher. What does our Mishnah say? Another one. It means zug acher. It means another pair. In other words, not just these two pair of aid them go to Bezna go to say we saw the moon last night. But another pair of Eidim has to go with them to testify that we know these two Eidim are kosher people. This is for sure the Svaro, this is the right way to say it. If you're not going to say like this, that Acha just means one other person, our Mishnah says like this, in Einon Makira Noisoi, if we don't recognize these people, then you have to have Eidim to say who they are. But that's Lashon Oisoi him. My Oisoi. What does it mean if we don't recognize this person? Eilema Oisoi means Chad, one person. If one person comes to the Beis Magodl to say he saw this night of Levona, do we trust him? One aid is no good. Mishpat Sivdei. The Pesuk says Mishpat by Kiddush HaKodesh. Rashi, Mishpat Sivdei. Ki choyku Yisroel hu Mishpat l'kei Yaakov. It says Loshna Mishpat, like a din. And we know by din in Momnes, you have to have two aidim. So for aidim to come to say they saw the moon last night, the din is two aidim have to come to Beis Magodl. One aid is not nemen for Kiddush HaKodesh. So what's the lashon? In main makir and I say we don't recognize him. If it's only one, one can't say this anyway. Ella, what do you have to say? My I say, what does the Mishnah say? We don't recognize him. It means I say hazug. It means that pair of Eidim. In Tochinami, my acher, when the Mishnah says you have to send another one with them, what does another one mean? Zug acher, another pair. So Ella, you have to have two Eidim to say they saw the moon, and you have to have another two Eidim to say we know these two people are kosher. For the Gemara, is that true? The Chad Lai Nemen is like a one not pleased. For a time, we learned like this. My sub Rebbe Neroi, Sheholach Eid Selo Eid, Lohoyedola Vishabit Busha. The Meister was Rebbe Neroi, that he went to Eid Selo Eid to say this upon him that it's kosher on Shabbos. You see, even Rebbe Neroi by himself was never to say that the Eid is kosher. You see, one person, Rebbe Neroi, could say Eid. Now, the Gemara Amri Rebbe Neroi, no, it wasn't Reb Neroi that came himself. He had another person with him. So it really is called Reb Neroi, and somebody else was going to Beis Magodol to testify that the Eidim that saw the new moon are kosher people. How come we don't say Reb Neroi went with another person? How come it only says that Maisa Reb Neroi, that he himself went? The Torah says, Mishum Kvoidesh Reb Neroi. Since Reb Neroi was a Godla Dorlai, so we only say he went to Beis Magodol. We don't say that another person went along with him. Hey, South Kovat Reb Neroi, we say Loshen like he went. But really it means he went with another person, and now there are two people together saying Eidus, that those two Eidim are kosher, and therefore the Neman. Rav Ashi Yomar, no. That Reb Neroi, Sadu Achrin had a B'Usha. That Reb Neroi, true, he went himself. But there was another aid in Usha that also knew that those two Eidim are kosher. That's why he went. The also Reb Neroi, that's Rufa Badei. And Reb Neroi went to the mitzvah of him and this other aid that's there, together they'll say this, that the two aids that saw the new moon last night are kosher people, and therefore Bezim will believe them. For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's the case that the Neroi went to meet another aid there, Maila Meimra, so Pshita, what's the Chiddush then? Maratera says, now the same I would have thought, that Misveika Loi Mechalilin in Shabbato, that Minasofik Wunat Mechalil Shabbos, Kamashlon. In other words, the case is like this. Reb Neroi picked himself up and traveled on Shabbos, he was Mechala Shabbos, to get to the Bezdin to say Eidus, that those two Eidim are kosher. Now he himself can't say Eidus. Elamai was, he saymech, that there's another Jew over there that also knows the Eidus. Even though it's going to be a possibility that maybe when Neroi gets there, that person won't be there. So on the time that person won't be there, Reb Neroi traveled for nothing. He can't say Eidus by himself. So since it's only a suffix, if he'll be able to help the situation or not, maybe he should be Mechala Shabbos. To Mashma, no. Even if it's only doubtful if you be needed to make the Kiddush HaKadosh, you're allowed to go. Just like we said, the Eidim themselves also. Even though it's doubtful if they'll be needed or not, maybe there'll be other Eidim in Yerushalayim that saw it close by and they don't need you. So what? As long as you as a tzad, you have a doubt that maybe you'll be needed, you're allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos. That's the Kiddush of this Maisi of Reb Neroi also. That he was allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos because there's a good chance maybe he would be needed.
Yeah.
So the Mara Tiyasa Ula, Omar Kitshua Liyachib Marova. When Ula came over, he said Edus, his people, that they made Kiddush HaChodesh in Yerushalayim. He said over in Edus, he was a Yochid. Ula by himself came and told his people, this town, you should know, there's the made ready the Kiddush HaChodesh. His Omar Rav Kana says that we believe him. We have a right to believe in Edechot. Now, loy mi boy Ula, the Gabar Rabahu, the Nehemon, not only do we trust Ula, because he's a great person, so we trust him when he says over Yediyah, he's telling us that Bezdin already was Mekadesh HaChodesh today. There's not a real Din Edus, he's just telling us a fact. We have a right to believe him. Even any other Jew, even one person by himself would come, Nami Nehemon. We would also believe the person. My time, what's the reason why? Because the klal is that Kol Milsa the Avida Lagluye. Anything that eventually may be found out, you're telling us a fact now that Bezdin was Mekadesh HaChodesh. Now, on the side you're wrong, we're all going to find out to know you're a liar. Because another day or two is going to come out the truth exactly when Bezdin was Mekadesh. So since there's going to come out the truth eventually, there's a swear to say, Le'meshakri bo'inchi. People don't lie right now. Therefore, you're allowed to trust anybody. Any Edecha that comes to tell us the fact that Bezdin was Mekadesh HaChodesh today, we have a right to believe them. Tanya Nam Yochi, we learn like this also, that Bo Echod the Seifolim, a stranger came from the other side of the world. The Yomer, and he told us, teach your business a Chodesh. He came to tell us, Yedi, you should know, Bezdin made today was Chodesh Neman, we talk and believe him. And that's the cloud, because since it's a Nilsa David Laguye, eventually it's going to be found out the truth, that the slur a person doesn't lie, that's a Chazaka to believe the person, you have a right to Neman, he's telling the truth. Then the Mishnah says, Bo Rishoyno Hoye Makablin Edis HaChodesh Mikolodim. At the beginning, Bezdin Agoda will receive Edim, any Edim. Even if they didn't know to tell them the truth or not, they would receive them. Until the Baisos made a Kilko, then they stopped leaving until they knew Edis at the Kosher people. Son of Rabbonin, my Kilko are Baisusim. How did it start? What was the story that these Baisusim, these Tzedukim, these bad people, the Shoyim, made a Kilko, made problems? That Tom Akas, once happened like this. Diksho Baisusim Lahatras Eschachomim. The Baisusim wanted to make the Chol make a mistake. They wanted them to make the Kiddush HaChodesh the wrong day. So what did they do? Sochru Shnei Bnei Yodim. They hired two people to be false Edim. The Dalad Meir Zuz. They gave each one 400 Zuz. And they told them, you go to Bezdin now and tell Bezdin that you saw the new moon last night. Even though it's false, nobody saw the new moon last night. His Baisusim wanted to fool the Chachamim. So they hired two Edim, 400 Zuz, go to Bezdin. So the Maestro was Echad Mishalonu. Punt, one Jew was a Kosher Jew. One kosher Jew accepted the bribe and says, okay, I'll do it, give me $400, I'll lie in Bezdin. Yechad Mishalhem. But the other way they went was a Baisusim, was one of those people. So Maisa was like this. Shalhem, the one Baisus that came to Bezdin HaGadol, played the game very good. Hey, they do so, he said, Ishno, I saw Lavona last night, he chuckled, I saw Lavona last night, 100% good Lavona, Kabaltic. The Yotzin, he went out, as if to say, Bezdin, you make sure to the Kasha Chedish tomorrow. Shalonu, what did the second Jew do? The Chosh of a Yid, the good Jew that Shalonu, from our Yidden, will soon see why he played the game. He went like this. Omru lo, he went to Bezdin like this. He's made a whole Baba Mice here. Omar, case of Rishas Lavona. You want to know how I saw the Lavona last night? Like Baba Mice. I didn't see it last night. But I'll tell you what happened. Omar lehem, I'll tell you like this. Oy lo ha-yisi v'maladuma. I went up to a very high place there. Maladuma, name of place. Rishas, I saw the Lavona mamish, shurovet bein beis loyim. He was running, he was lying down between two stones. Roishre, the head of the moon, was Daimalega, looked like a calf. Oznov, the ears of the moon, Daimalegvi, looked like a kid. No, he's saying above him, I see. Karnov, the horns of the moon, Daimalegvi, looked like a deer. Uznova, in the tail of the moon, Menachas Loi Benyakas Yakosov, was lying between his thighs. The Tzatzi boy, and I took a look at the moon, Vinirfosi, I got so scared about it, Vinirfaltlachu, I fell backwards. That's the story. In other words, he's saying above my snows, he's telling Bezdin, no, it never took place. Don't believe the other raid, he's a liar. We did not see the moon last night. The year may not tend to mean him, and if you don't trust him, this is what happened. Hare Messiah Zuz through him, Libes Avinoi. He told the Bezdin what happened. You should know, I was a hired aide. I'm hired by the Baisusim to tell a lie to you, and I'm telling you the truth. In other words, he was a chosh of a yid. He, Vedavka, took the money from the Baisusim in order that he should be the one to go to Bezdin HaGadol to tell the Bezdin HaGadol that they're lying. Rather than letting two Baisusim go to Bezdin HaGadol, and then both of them would tell Bezdin HaGadol, no fool, Bezdin HaGadol. this tzaddik, Badavka, took the bride in order that he should be the one to go to Bezna Godol to notify them what's going on. That don't believe this other raid is a Baba Maisa. Nothing happened here. Is Omaloi. So they said like this. Like, how come you did this? Is Omalem. So the aide told the Bezdin, Shamati, I heard what the Baisusim want to do. I heard over Shebikshu Baisusim Hatas Etachomim. That the Baisusim wanted to play a game on you. And wanted to fool you, Bezdin, to send two false aidim and you make a Kiddush HaKadosh. Is Omati. So I said to myself, Elachani, better let me go. I'll get the money now, and let me be the one to tell the Baisusim I'll go to the Bezna Godom. And what will I do? We are deal him, and I'll go tell you, Bezdin, that it's a Baba Mice. It's not true. Because if I don't go, then Shema Yavoyu Bnei Yodim Sheinu Mugonim, maybe Taka the Baisusim will get two people that are liars, and the Yitu Esachonim, and they'll fool you, Chachonim. So therefore, that's what I did. The guy was a tzaddik, and he did the right thing, the guy. So now that he went, he told Bezdin what happened. His own lawyer said, Bezdin told this tzaddik here, Masayim Zuz Nesun Lechob Matoni. You should know these $200 you got, keep it for present. V'yasurcho, and the person that hired you, Yimtach Al Omid. He should be spread out over the Omid, means Rashi sells the Malkus, but you give the Malkus for that. For the Aminu Sech the Makis. Choyfoy Shtey Yodav Al Omid. We tie you down on the Omid and we give you Malkus. The Yoyster sure when this thing happened in front of Bezna Godol, Heskinu at that time the Meret Akono, Shloyei Mekablin Elamin Amakirin. From now on, nothing doing. From now on, we're not going to accept Edom until we know 100% he's Edom Akosh Edom. We're afraid maybe the Baisusim are going to want to fool us again. So from now on, we only accept the Edom, either the Bezna Godol knows that that's Chaim Yankel, the Chosher of Chaim Yankel, or else if we don't know who he is, you have to have another two Edom coming to say this who they are. So once they have the Akono, now they can't fool us anymore. All right, we'll stop here. Yehoni Yechov Beis Amabeis, yeah, the Mishnah. For Rishoyne Hoyo Masiya Masois. At the beginning, how did Bezna Godol tell the people away to know that trades were Shredish? They used to make torches. Masiya Masois used to light a torch, make a fire. And they used to, we'll see in the Gemara, we'll see soon, and see in the Mishnah soon, they used to stand on top of the mountain and show a sign to the next people down the next mountain to relay the news all the way down. The Shakilkul of Akusim. When the Kusim started to make problems, the Rishoyim, and they started to make the fires the wrong day, it wasn't really Rosh Chodesh, is Askinu Bezna made at Kona then, Shiyoshluchim Yoitzim. That now we have messengers, after Bezna and Mekadosh to Chodesh, now messengers went out to tell the people when Rosh Chodesh was. Ketzad Hoyim Asim Asoyis. At the beginning, how did they make these torches to tell people when Rosh Chodesh was? Is Mevi'in Kalun Sois. Used to bring long sticks, Shel Erez Aruchim. It's a long aruchim, very long, cedar tree. Cedar wood used to bring a long pole of cedar wood. The kanim used to have some reeds also. The yatzei shemen, and wood of shemen. So it's a machleika. Some say it means the wood of an olive tree, and some say it means the type of a wood that has sap, the sap coming out of itself. But the shemen means there's oil inside the tree itself. Yeah. Uno'oroi's shel pishtin, and soft pieces of flax that burns very well. The Korach the Meshicha, and used to tie these things together around with a string. Then the oil on the Rosh Har, they would go up to the top of the mountain. And then they would light the top of this cedar wood. On top where they have the piston, the flax there, you light a match, it burns very nicely. They would light the fire, they would light the torch. They would bring it forwards and bring it back. Up and down. That's the simonim they used to do with this torch. Until the people doing on this mountain would notice that the people down the following mountain would be doing the same thing. Now, that was the relay system. We started a torch here, and then the second mountain had a torch there also. And when the first mountain saw that by the second mountain the torch was going, that's when they stopped. The same thing by the top of the third mountain. It went to Seder, they relayed the system to Seder. From which mountain they start to use the torches? Mehara Mishra. It first started on the Hara Mishra, the Taras Zaytim in Yerushalayim. That's the first place where the people used to go up there to make the torch. On top of Hara Mishra. Lisartubo. From Hara Mishra, they were able to tell, they were able to see down to the mountain, which was in the place of Lisartubo. Shrashi Mara Mishra, Maschilu Nu Hara Zaytim. They used to start by the Hara Zaytim to make the torches. Shelifnei Yerushalayim, at Sheroyin Shoysen came Bahar Sartabo. Until they saw that the next mountain down, which was on Adhar Sartabo, they were making the torches there, that's when they stopped in Har Mishra. Now, from Sartabo to Grufina. From Sartabo, the next mountain down the road was Grufina. That's where they made the torches. And when they had the torches by Grufina, that's when Sartabo stopped. Then, from Grufina to Chavron. Then, from Grufina, the next mountain down the road was the Chavron. And when they had the torch there, then they stopped in Grufina. Only Chavron lebeit Viltim. And from Chavron, the next mountain down the road where they had the torches was in Viltim. Only Beit Viltim loizozu mishom. And once the torch reached Beit Viltim, once they made the torches there, then loizozu mishom, they didn't have to go further. Ela moilech umevi. The torch they put forwards and put backwards. Umalu moirid, up and down. Ashoyeroye kol ha-goyla. But to the whole Goyla, all the people in the Goyla, means outside Yerushalayim was able to see it. Lefonov kimadurasesh. They all used to see the torches of fire, the bonfires used to see, so everybody would know that when Rosh Chodesh was. Shashi lechavron, es ha-goyla. Means b'nei bavel, anshe pumpadisa. The people living in Pumpadisa, they were able to see this last torch from Bibet Bilton. The Hema, when the people in Pumpadisa and Bavel saw it, moedin lechol b'nei medinas bavel. The people of Pumpadisa, they used to go around to all the people in Bavel and notify them to tell them, you should know, today is Rosh Chodesh. Or we'll soon see, at least they notified them yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. We'll see in the Gemara when they put the torches. Kim Duras Eish, before us the Gemara, Maduras Eish, Lashon Hesed Gadol. They made like a big bonfire then, that was a simon to know it was Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. This is what they used to do at the beginning, until the Kusim made problems and made these signs at the wrong time, then the Masakan only tell Shluchim. Sati Gemara, my mashma, how do we know to use the Messiah Mishnah Diikudu? How do we know to use the Lashon? The Mishnah says that Messiah Masois means used to light fire, used to light torches. How do we know the Messiah means Lishnah Diikud, a Lishnah of burning a torch, making fire? How do we know this? Gemara says, the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Vayisoyim David v'yanoshev. That says Lashon Vayisoyim, David and his people like burnt him. Omataginam v'yokdinam David, that David burnt it. The Zia Lashon of Ayisoyim means the Lashon of a fire. So that's how we know that to know the use Lashon of Masil Masois. Masois means fire, because as here by Ayisoyim that David made a fire. Tana Rabbonin. Ein Masil Masois Ela ala Chodesh Shenira Bizmanoi Lekadishoi. When did the Beis Din use the torch, the system? They used to use the torches when Rosh Chodesh would come out on the 30th day. In other words, the last month was a chaser, was 29 days. And Beis Din is Mekadesh the 30th day. When the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, that's when they used to use the sign. Then on the 30th night, it's the night after Rosh Chodesh, they used to go up to the mountains to make the signs. People would know that yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. The aim of sign Masiyin, and when did they do it? In other words, if Beis Din made Rosh Chodesh the 31st day, there was no reason to put up the signals. Because if people in Goyla did not see the signals, then they knew that Beis Din made Rosh Chodesh the 31st day. That was the simon. When Beis Din made Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, that last month was a chos, was only 29 days. And now the 30th day of Adar is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when they used to use the signal to tell people the 30th day was Rosh Chodesh. But in the case when Beis Din made the next day Rosh Chodesh, the 31st day, then there was no purpose. People knew if they didn't see a sign that month, they automatically knew that the Rosh Chodesh was on the 31st day. Now, even when Beis Din made the 30th day for Rosh Chodesh, at what time did they go up to make the signals? The Amos Sai Masiyin, when did they go up to make these torches to notify the people? Lior, by the night, Iburai. In other words, when the day passed by, this 30th day, that's called the Ibur. That's called like, the pregnant, the extra day. Because the 30th day, sometimes that's part of the old month. Like a month, a Lavona month is either 29 days or else 30. So the 30th day is called like the Ibur, the extra day of last month. So now that they made Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, that 30th day is not part of the old month, but it's the new month, that's the new Rosh Chodesh. But it's called the Yom Ibur. So it means that the night of Yom Ibur, on the night after the 30th day went by, the night going into the 31st day, that's when they made the signals. Rashi, Le'or Iburei, that means Le'erev Yom Shlishim, on the night of the 30th day. Nagi, the night, Lamed Aleph Yoyim, going into the 31st day. Now, Shloshim, the 30th day, Koru Yoyim Iburei. That's called the extra day. Kedarminin liyel, al shnei adorim shemekad shemaisim b'yayim ubrayim. That too, when you have two others, you mekadish the new month on the yom of the 30th day. V'yal shen shemimenu mavru nesachedish hayaytzei kuru yom ibu. Since the 30th day sometimes is added to the last month to make the last month like a bigger month, that's why it's called an Iber. It's added to the last month, the 30th day. And when you don't do it, then you make it Rosh Chodesh. So the 30th day has a Shein Yom Iber. So when did they make the Masois? As when Bezdin made the 30th day Mekudesh HaChodesh, they waited till the night after. So today, the 30th day, today was Rosh Chodesh. Now after Moitzoy Rosh Chodesh, the 30th day, at the night time, that's when they went up to the mountains to notify people that you should know today was Rosh Chodesh. The day that just passed by, the 30th day, was Rosh Chodesh. And in a case when there's no signs going up, then the people in Gerlis know that there's the major 31st day to be Rosh Chodesh. So where it says, now, Lememro, what's coming out now? What are you telling me now? The Achoser Avdinan, when the month is Achoser, was only 29 days, Rosh Chodesh came out on the 30th day, that's when they make the signs. But Amol Eloi Avdinan, if this month is 30, the last month was 30 days, so Rosh Chodesh is first on the 31st day, then it's a different halacha, then you don't have to make the signs. My time, what's the reason? Why did the Chon pick this way? Amar Rav Zeira, Gzeira Mishum Rosh Chodesh Chosar, Shechal Liyaz Vero Shabbos. Whereas the Kasha Poshet is, they should do it both days, both times. Why do I care which day does it make Rosh Chodesh? If it was a Chosar, the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, so the 30th day by night, give out signs. If this month was 30 days, and Rosh Chodesh is the 31st day, so vayta, the 31st day, by night, go on top and give signs. Now the kasher is, how come Chom Moni Mantakono one time and not both times? The Chura, why do I care which day they make Rosh Chodesh? Every single month they should send out signs, and we'll know that the night the signs go out, the day before was Rosh Chodesh. So if the signs go out on the 31st day, they know the 31st day, on the night of the 31st, they know the 31st day was Rosh Chodesh. If the signs go out the night of the 30th day, then know the 30th day was Rosh Chodesh. Like, why don't they make the signs on every single month? So Mara says, that you can't do. Amar Rav Zeira, Gzeira, Mishum Rosh Chodesh, Chosar. In the case that the month was only 29 days. So Rosh Chodesh comes out on the 30th day. Shechal Liyas Bera Shabbos. What's going to be when Friday is Rosh Chodesh? The 30th day of the month was Friday. There's been made today the new Rosh Chodesh. Now, Amos Avdi, when are they going to be able to, like, give out the signals? They can't give it out Friday night, it's Shabbos. And we have before, that's not Deicha Shabbos. It's only been Mechal Shabbos for the Edom to come to Bezdim to tell them they saw the Levonim. But the Indian to be Mekayim the Rosh Chodesh, that people should know that Bezdim was Mekadosh Chodesh, that is no Din to be Mechal Shabbos for. So therefore, they don't have the right to make the signals Friday night the way they should do. So when are they going to do it? Amos Avdi, Biafuki Shabbat. They're going to have to do it on Mitzvah Shabbos. Now, Diyam Rit Nevet Nam Yam Olei, if the Takana was that every single month they always put out signals, even if the month was a mole, was 30 days, and Rosh Chodesh is the 31st day, you also give out signals. So in this month now, when Rosh Chodesh came out on Friday, there's going to be a problem. Also, Limitoi, the people of Gerla are going to make a mistake, because the first time you can give out signals is Mitzvah Shabbos. See, they give out signals Mitzvah Shabbos, they're not going to know if these signals are supposed to be because Friday was Rosh Chodesh. Or else maybe no, maybe Taka Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh. Maybe Rosh Chodesh was on the 31st day. Maybe it was Rosh Chodesh.